Okay, but say she's like as an ishvas than the Yelashena bus Yeshua follows. Okay, in this week's Parsha Shmini, Paktes Pasuk Chavez, the Torah says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodav al om vayivarchem, vayirid measos hachatas ha'olav ha'shlomim." That Aaron blessed the people. Rashi says he Birkas Kohanim. Even though Birkas Kohanim is in Parshas not so, but we have a mention here in Shmini of Birkas Kohanim that after he brought the Karbonos, they said Birkas Kohanim. Rashi says Birkas Kohanim Yivrecha Yar Yisa. And that's the famous, the Gemara says, in Sota, Lam Chesed Beis, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Kohen She'ena Ola Ba'avoda, Shuv Eina Ola. That a Kohen has to go up to the Duchen by Avod, by Ritzei. When he started to say Ritzei, he has to start to walk up. But if he didn't go by Ritzei, then he can't go up. And we learned this out from the fact that Aaron did the Avoda, and then he said Birkas Kohanim. So there's a connection between Birkas Kohanim and the Avoda. Because the Torah says, Vayisa Aaron es yodav al om vayivarchem, vayirid measos hachatas ha'olav ha'shlomim. Ma'ala olam ba'avoda, afkan ba'avoda. So Birkas Kohanim is always said in the context of bringing the korban and then saying the Birkas Kohanim. So that's why the famous piece from the Morik Tziyah, Rav Yaakov Emden, on page 4 and then page 5, Rav Yaakov Emden says that it could be today all of Duchenin is only Drabonim. Because you don't have korbanos, and if it says in this week's parsha that vayisa aron tiyadav vayvarachim vayirim esos achatos v'alo shlomim, that is only in the conjunction of bringing korbanos. Today we don't have korbanos, so how do we duchen? Maybe it's only a bidrabanan. That's what he writes here on page 5, the third line of onasias kapayim in the begvulin karov hadover she'enu elami divrayim, that it's likely that it's only midrabanan. It's likely that it's only midrabanan. So, because you don't have a korban. So the Amik Bracha, of Ari Pomeranchik, says over the Briskavort, that maybe not. Maybe it could still be the Raisa. So he says like this. That it could be Shemati on the right side, the paragraph for Lechoira. So Shemati Kulon Mori Rabbi Hagon Abezdin the Brisk. There's the Briskerov. Then he's still alive. He calls him Shlita. Shem Maran Hagracha Levi. Shechad Hikshalo. La Sovereign Defilator Olmi Zabon. Echi Tachan Nasias Kapayim. He's saying like this, Bismana said we have no problem. It's Daraisa. Why? Because Tfilah is B'mokom Korban. So since we say it in the context of Shmona Esrei, so that's good enough. The only question is, what if you hold that Tfilah is only Midrabanon? You know, Machlok is Ramam Rabbanon. Tfilah is Daraisa or Midrabanon. So then you have, so Rab Chaim says, the Briskerov asked his father, what if, according to the Shitas, the tefillah is only drabanan? So then what's with duchanan? So he says, no, even if tefillah is only drabanan, that's only the chovas ha-tefillah. But inyan ha-tefillah, in other words, the chov of davening maybe is only drabanan. But if you're already davening, that has a heftza of a daraisa. In other words, it's a reality of a daraisa, and therefore it's considered like a korban. So that's the uh, so that's
So Rav Yaakov Emden said maybe it's only Drabbanan because we don't have a korban. So the brisket shot is no. That tefillah is connected to korban, and we say it in the context of tefillah, and therefore that makes it a deraisa. And I quote here in an article I wrote in the Beis Yitzchak one year, something Rav Shechter says over from Rav Soloveitchik. That what do we say? What's the tefillah that we say before Duchanan? No? The Seraval. So what is that daven? We're davening that our tefillah should have the chashivas as a korban. So why are we davening that? Because since really you need a korban. And the only reason that we can duchen is because our tefillahs have the chashivas of the korban. So we're praying to Hashem that He should accept our tefillahs ki'ilu we makriv a korban, because that's what you need as a prerequisite to the Birkas Kohanim. So that's what he says. Shamati, Shagrid Salvation, Shabiyat Tefillah, Vitzer Valachas Yerusalem, Olo Korban, Shomim Vitzer Nisias Kabayim, Kol Pianal, Shakavit Shabrikas Kohanim, Havi Daraisa, Brach Biachani Mavoda, Adam Spalim, Shafal P. Shaylon, Korbonis, Mizman Hazeh, he also should the Kabbalah to Lasenu, Olo Korban, Male Birkas Kohanim, Tehoshev, Mizman Hazeh, Lemitzel, Midaraisa. That was Rav Shechter quoting Rav Soloveitchik. And then the Chasim Sofer says an unbelievable word. You know, everyone discusses why in the Ashkenazic, you see, the Sephardim are good. They duchen every day. That's why it's good to be a Sephardi. You duchen every day. You know, I go to the Gymnasium Minyan on Rosh Chodesh. We had a Rosh Chodesh on Friday the other day, so we duchen twice by Shachris and by Musaf. So we're good. Great. Oh, so the question, you know, so but Ashkenazim, they only daven duchen on Yontif. So, you know, so the Ramah says, because, you know, we're in Golas, we're depressed. You know, Ashkenazim, they're more depressed. The Sfarim are maybe more cheerful. They're more happy. Ashkenazim, they're stickle depressed. But the Sfarim, yeah, that's what he says here. He says, Nogu b'chol medinas, on page 9. So in Nosim Kapai Mel B'Yontif, Yishim Sh'az Shruim B'Simchas Yontif. Ashkenazim, they're only happy on Yontif. The rest of the year, maybe not as happy. Despite them, they're always happy. Tavlev Huivach, V'Sh'eike M'Sha Yomim, Afil B'Shabosos, Ashadu Shatrudim V'Hirim, Shal M'Chiyam O'Bitim L'Achta, Afil B'Yontif, Eino, El B'Tfil, yeah, okay, and so that's it. So, but the Chasim Sofer has a new pshat. The new pshat of why you only duchen on Yontif and not the rest of the week. You ready to hear this one? This is a good one. I like this one. V'nir Alim, Chasim Sofer, page 10. Tam Poshet, Nesias Kapayim Ksiv B'Kro Achar Avoda. Right? K'dyalfinim Reish Perak Beis de Megillah. Nesiv Ayer Me'asos Achatas V'Ayvar Chazom. U'tfila B'Mokam Avoda. Right? You have to have Avoda. And tefillah counts as avoda. That's what we said, right? But if the avoda is puzzle, then it's not going to be good, right? So he says like this: Kam birkas kohanim lo tochel al mesbarchim az. I'm saying I'm calling most achol trudim al mechim al kalkala. He says, well, yeah, you know, we're so busy during the week. We have to go to work. So they're davening so quickly. Rov hatefillah is bli kavana of it. Tefillah without kavan is like a pasul of korban. So meila, you know, all the it's a pasul of korban. So then it's not right to duchen. So, but hopefully a yontif that we don't have so much. We're not as rushed. One second. So ki agav the kosa befeves shatmachzor al minish shenogim v'varcha yivodim b'shabbos v'yontif dafka. So he says he. Yontif were more... Simple. No, he's not saying the simple form. He's saying Yontif will have a better davening. More kavana. What about Shabbos?
You write Shabbos.
What?
You write Shabbos by benching.
Benching the children. So that's what the Chasim Sofer says. Okay. Yeah, but still, the mice, the minute, we know that the Grah, every time they wanted to start Birkas Kohanim again in the Ashkenazi community, in Chutz La'aretz, there was a fire. So they took his... Eretz Yisrael is a different Menhagim in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is only... Everything is with Simcha in Eretz Yisrael, right? But, yeah, okay. So that's the board. Now, we have on page 15. It says, Dover Acha Yivarach. Okay, so that's the discussion. But then, Dover Acha Yishmarecha Min HaMazikin. You say, Yivarach Hashem Yishmarecha Min HaMazikin. The Mazikin should not, we should be, so what's the idea? So, he says here, on page 19 in the Sefer Marpil HaNefesh from the Freiman Arav, he says like this, that if we get a bracha, you see the mazikin could cause our brachas to be messed up. But if we get a bracha directly from Hashem, you get a bracha directly from Hashem, then it's immune from being messed up by the mazikin. So he says, that's why, so the Sefer Marpil HaNefesh explains, that's why we duchen what? Right after the avoda. Because the avoda is where the Ramban explains, that's the direct connection with Hashem, with the avoda. That's why in the Korbanos it says, Dafka, you know, the Shem Hashem, by the Korbanos. So b'meila, that's the idea. That on... what's the idea? We said, okay, you have to say Birkas Kohanim right after the Avoda. But why? So the Marpil HaNefesh wants to explain, because the Avoda is the closest connection we have with Hashem. You can, there are two ways you get a bracha. One is through Teva. Teva is Hashem Shliach. He sends a bracha through his Shliach. That's the Teva. So you send a Shliach that's not directly from Hashem, that bracha could be messed up. But if you're getting a bracha directly from Hashem, Yivarach Hashem, then that's gonna... So how do we make sure we get the bracha directly from Hashem? So if we kusher it with the carbon, and the carbon, the Ramban writes in Vayikra, that, you know, when it comes to korbanos, that's what we have, the Torah speaks about the dafka, the Shem Hashem. Lechem Isha, Lechem Hashem, you know, Hashem. It's like Lerech Nichoch Hashem. It's all Hashem because it's more a direct bracha from Hashem, and therefore we don't get messed up. Now, let me tell you this, in honor of my dear friend Rabbi Goldstein. I did not forget that it's Parshas Parah this week. I did not forget. So, he says, what's the mila of Parshas Parah? Parshas Parah is a chok, right? It's the absolute chok. And we're doing something even though we don't fully understand. We're doing it. So what's the whole arichas? But he says like this. Zos chukas, yeah. So he says like this. Look on page 25. Look on page 25. Yikor lecha para aduma. So he quotes the Bnei Yisachar on the third paragraph. Yesh Lomar, page 25, the right side. Yesh Lomar, Mashamevi, Bnei Yisachar, from the Rebbe Reb Zusha. Now there's a whole man, Reb Zusha, right? Yeah, right. He was in the Shia. He's in the Shia, sat right over there, Zusha. Right? So he says like the tikkul b'chod v'shofar b'kesim v'mekageinu. You call this old Mar Yaakov. He says Hashem wants to help Klal Yisrael, but then the mekatrigim, the prosecutors say, "Yeah, why should you help them? They're not so good." So what does Hashem say back? You know what he says back? If Klal Yisrael could do mitzvahs without a tam, they don't fully understand it, they still do it. So I could do good for them, even though you don't fully understand why it's, you know, because, in other words, I don't have to give you a reason, because they're doing it without a reason. They're doing the mitzvahs without a reason. So then I can be melamed chus with them without having to give a reason. Kevin Shishol Mekai Mitzvah Shem Chuki Belotam Mishpat Tzedek Umida Kenegin Mida, I'll be mezake them Belitam. And that's the idea. So it was, you get a bracha from Hashem, so there could be mazikin, there could be mekatrigin, that want to mess it up. So we have to have that connection, like we said before, with a bracha from Hashem directly, then the mekatrigin can't, then the mazikin can't, you know, do it. But another thing is, if you do it like the paraduma, ki chok li Yisrael, chukum litam. So then Hashem could save us, Bolitam. So says the Bnei Yisrael, the Farsha Kosim, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Shiva Hashem Lemor. Why is it Lemor? Shkranem and Pasach HaKodim Lemor, Omnam Kavodas HaKosim Shetziva Hashem Shetei Mitzvah Zu B'chuka Bolitam. So what's the Lemor? What's the Lemor? You know what the Lemor is? This is what Hashem is going to say back to the Mekatrikim. Do you want to stop the Bracha? Lemor. Hashem's going to say back to the Mekatrigim, but they're doing mitzvahs without a tam, and they don't fully understand it. So I'm going to be mezakeh, even though you don't fully understand that, even though it's not really. But I'm going to be, because mida connected mida. That's what I was at the dinner last night of the Karen Biavda dinner. Not the Karen Biavda dinner, the YU dinner. So why you did it? But I met my good friend Rabbi Well, and he always, whenever I meet him, he says over. He knows all the Torahs from the late Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Goldwicht. So he presented me a piece of paper, not a packet, but a paper. I accepted even though it wasn't a packet. And when the Sefer Shaila Torah quotes from Rav Goldwicht, and he said that in this week's parsha. It says, you know, Zehadova Shativa Hashem Tasuv Yerelechem Kvod Hashem. See, when you do a mitzvah, you say for Rav Goldwicht, you have to do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Because it's the Ratzon Hashem. You're not doing it because, he said, the Brisker Rav once said to him, what if, you know, you're doing it so you could see the Giloy of the Baal Shem Tov or the Giloy of the Gra? That's a fringe benefit. Maybe you'll see the Kvod Hashem. But you don't do it because you want to see the Kivu HaKadosh Baruch. You do it because this is the Tzivoy. When you do it because this is the Tzivoy, then you have tremendous Hatzlach. That's what the Berach Moshe is saying. Then there can be no Mekatrigim. So Lemor means, says the Bnei Yisoschar, Lemor means that Hashem is going to say to the Mekatrigim, he's going to answer them. You know why I'm saving? Ah, you have a Taina. They're not so good. But you know what? I don't have to give excuses. I don't have to give reasons. Because they're doing it without reasons. So I could do it without reasons also. It's interesting. I always found it interesting, the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to answer to the Mekatrigim. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu even have to give? But apparently he built into the system that... Yeah, okay. But he takes into account the Mekatrigim. So now that's his answer to the Mekatrigim. Lemor. Zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem. What? Lemor. Lemor to who? To the Mekatrigim. And that's Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha. And we get bracha, like Rabbi Willig always said. But you need the bracha. It shouldn't be mekulko. You have shmir min amazikin. So that's why Berkas Kohanim is after the avoda. The avoda is the Shem Hashem. And when they give a bracha from Hashem, says the Yismach Moshe, then no one can mazik that bracha. you get a bracha derech hateva, that's the shliach. That could be a messed over.
And that's the thing. We do the Ratzon Hashem. We'd like to understand it, we'd like to this and that, but ultimately, like Rav Shechter used to say over, the pasuk we say before Tchiyah Shofar, Tuv Tav Adas Lamdeini, Kiv Mitzvasecha Emati. Rav Shechter would say over that Hashem should teach us the reasons of the mitzvahs, but not because if we don't know the reasons, we're not going to do it. Kiv Mitzvasecha Emati. I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway. Whether I know the reason or not, I'm going to do it. I'd like to know it because it can be more meaningful, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's Tuv Tav teach me what the mitzvahs mean, because don't worry that I'm not going to make my practice contingent upon my understanding. Keep mitzvah secha manti, but either way, that's the thing. That's what paraduma, and this is this parsha of Shmini of Birkas Kodim, the Yishmarechem and the Mazikin, all the Mazikin and the Mekatrugim. We have to make sure that they don't stare, so we get. We have this Dveikas Bashem, and we do things Belitam, we do Ratzon Hashem, because we know that that's the Ratzon Hashem, and then we have nothing to worry about. Then we have the ultimate Shmira, and Mez Hashem, we should all have the brachas of that are in the Parsha, we should all have that connection, and the Mezikin and the Mekatrugim should be thwarted away, and all the brachas should be Shruyim on Kal Yisrael.